Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to Bravo Happy Hour. I'm your host, Megan O'Donnell. Grab yourself a drink and join me while I break down the week in Bravo TV news. Thanks so much for tuning into Bravo Happy Hour. Just a reminder that if you're loving the show, head to Apple Podcasts to give it a 5-star rating and leave a little review. It's the best way to let other Bravo lovers find out about the show. Today's episode is blessed with the presence of Angelica Florio. She's a fan fave here on Bravo Happy Hour and is back today to talk all things BravoCon.
Always. I mean, I wasn't there, but we have so much info. So
ditto.
As it's like I was there.
As a fellow New Yorker, it was heartbreaking to not be there.
Yeah, it was like being at, like, in high school and like not going to the prom. Like, I was kind of having those like triggers.
Just like seeing every single Snapchat and seeing every single Instagram story.
I forgot about
and
Snapchat.
It was just, yeah, it was hard. It was really hard.
It was hard, but at the same time, it felt kind of like I was living the best of both worlds because I was just straight up in my bed, like eating popcorn, being like, oh, wow. Oh, Dorinda's dance. Okay. Like, and I didn't have to be there like dancing because I don't want to do that.
Yeah, no. I mean, I don't know. I was definitely.
No, I would want to be there, but it was okay because we had lots of intel.
Well, one, there's so much intel, and two, the fact that they filmed the Watch What Happens Live special was really great and so much fun.
I think I would have actually felt kind of upset if I had gone and paid up the ass to do that and go to that Watch What Happens Live. Of course, it's like great, better to be there in person no matter what, but I was like, if we were getting that content, like, I would be kind of as if I paid to be there, but...
Exactly. He's like, oh, I can watch this in 3 days
on
television.
Exactly. And it was so fun to watch. Like, I feel like that was actually as fun watching at home as it was to be there, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It was beautiful. I thought that... Remember the...
It was beautiful.
It was, you know, like a family reunion.
Yeah,
coming
it really
home.
Was.
It's a homecoming.
Yeah, it's Beyonce's homecoming, but just Bravo version.
Yeah.
Well, I think one of the bigger things that we got out of BravoCon was the announcement that there was going to be a new Real Housewives show coming out of Salt Lake City, Utah.
Oh, my God. This is, I mean, I shouldn't say God because we cannot take the Lord's name in vain. Wait, do Mormons? Who do they?
They definitely believe
say
in God. Yeah, I'm Googling Mormonism.
I know they have like,
lately.
Oh my God, it's a very fascinating subset of the world. I know some about it because I like not just Mormonism, of course, because like there are Mormons living amongst us all. Like, you know, they've knocked on your door, I'm sure. And do they have Mormons in Long Island? Actually, that's a question.
Not
for
that
you.
I've ever met.
Because I'm from Oregon, so we have lots of Mormons.
Yeah,
there,
I can imagine
they
that.
Come out west. They all went to Utah. And yeah, it's, you know, I've been to Salt Lake City and there's not much going on there. There's a tabernacle, there's the choir, there's mountains.
Well, yeah, I guess the scenery is definitely going to be beautiful. The press release said there's going to be the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City takes viewers into the undiscovered world that is so much more than religion. Although the Mormon Church is undeniably ingrained in the culture, they've all mastered running wildly successful enterprises by day and enjoy après-ski and the finest resorts by night.
Oh my God. Bravo. Stop trying to make opera ski happen. Yeah. It's not going to happen. They had that show, literally. Why are they like that. Sneaking this back in? I never watched it. Well, because I don't know.
Like, I think ski culture is very glamorous. So they're trying to really like find a way to put that on television.
Yeah.
Because they also have the show in Whistler, too.
Yeah.
Actually, was that opera ski?
Yes.
That was obviously. Yeah,
but I feel like they do it a lot with all their other shows.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I do have to say that every time the Real Housewives take a trip to the mountains, mm-hmm. it's a great time. Like when they went to Cameron's house on Beaver Dallas. Creek. And that was when the K-pop. 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 Came out of her ass. And then, yeah, that
Mickey
was
Mickey Gumbelson on the slopes in OC. I didn't have sex with
Whistler,
multiple partners.
Yes, that was so iconic. And then also... when Taylor had her fucking first meltdown before the meme event happened. Remember, she was like going through, she was laying in a suitcase in the closet, like, oh my God. And that was just one of my favorite like cast trips ever that year. So, okay, yes, the mountains, the snow, being cabin fever does make you go mad. So I do hope that there is some of that happening. But this whole thing, like Salt Lake City, I guess I just don't know. And they're like, oh, Sundance celebs are in their backyard.
Yeah,
Did you see, for like four days of the year. Yeah, exactly. Nobody goes there unless there's Sundance. And I promise you, like, these housewives aren't connected to Sundance. Like, there's really no connection between, like, living in Salt Lake City and, like, the fact that Sundance happens in the same state. It's not even, like, that close to Salt Lake City. It's, like, not in Salt Lake. Like, it's kind of like a stretch. And I kind of feel like... a lot of people don't know much about Utah, so they're kind of like trying to make it sound exciting. But if you've been there, it's kind of like, this seems so random because there's never been any kind of like aspirational aspect of that. I would rather Colorado, like Aspen.
Oh, yeah. Or, like Boulder.
Yeah. Or Denver, I was just there a couple weeks ago. There's like the richest neighborhood ever I've ever seen. And yeah, so they're there, but... I guess Salt Lake City, we'll give it a shot. I mean, I love many wives. What is it? Married to the same man?
Oh, polygamy. You're very into polygamy. Oh, wait, no.
No, that one show on TLC. It's like Sister Wives.
Oh, yeah. No, that got too dark for me.
It was so dark. And that's the other thing. Like, those people are, I hate to use this like triggering term from Dallas, but I won't say the T word, but I'll say they're not sophisticated or even wealthy. Like, I remember they moved to like, they were moving to Nevada because it's like cheaper. And I'm like, oh, this isn't really like, this is like my real life. I'm like, I'm looking to move to Nevada because it's cheaper. Like, yeah, but I don't want to see that on TV. You know, we'll see though. Are you feeling optimistic?
Yeah, I'm optimistic about any new show because why not?
Yeah,
we've got to go in with an open mind because think Real Housewives of Potomac. I'd never heard of Potomac in my life. And then all of a sudden this great show comes on the air.
Yes.
Because
it's
of the
about
people
who it
on
is.
It.
Yes.
But, you know, the whole Mormon thing, like these women like fall under these like crazy gender roles of the husband being the patriarch and the woman just, you know, cooking and cleaning and being a mom.
The whole basis of Mormonism, I know this, like the family is everything in Mormonism. Mm-hmm. That's why you have as many kids as you can on earth so you can have them again and so you can all reunite in heaven. Like that's like the whole point of life. It's like make lots of babies so then when you die you'll have friends or something. I don't, it's very weird. And so I mean it's not weird, but it's a thing. It's a way of life. But literally the day that this new or a couple days after the news broke, I saw this article on NPR and it was about a woman being changing in her own home and her stepsons walk in and she wasn't wearing a top. She was topless and she's now being sued for indecent nudity in her own home because those kids aren't hers. But the dad was right there. I think they were like about to like get it on or something and the kids walked in and the dad is like also half naked, but nothing happens to him. So this double standard, like if you like watching the double standard of it all on The Real Housewives, because it's prevalent.
Oh my God.
Do you want to talk about this? The latest episode of New Jersey. Wow. The sexism in this show. It's like amazing. There was this moment did you watch it? Frank Catania goes,
Why
Jackie will never say she's wrong? And I was like, he's going to have Frank has an opinion. Okay, let's hear it. And then it's because Jackie is a female attorney and they always have to have those last word. And I'm like, oh, wow. Well, you are disbarred. So maybe you should have like, yeah, no, he is saying that he's worked with women. He's basically saying, I worked with women. They're bitches. I fucking hate the women. Women shouldn't be the attorneys. Like, that was the subtext of all of that.
Where, if anything, like, you'd want a female attorney because they never back down.
Exactly. Like, like, you would think that makes a great attorney, but he was saying it as such a denigration and, like, insult. And the funniest part was that Dolores was like, oh, I can see that with Jackie. Yeah. And she's an idiot. Like, I used to like Dolores, but now the more I see her, the more I just see that she has, like, shit for brains and will go with whatever any patriarch says in her life because she had her dad and then she has Frank. And what is this like weird ass shit triangle? I guess they're really trying to move the polygamy in to Bravo because we have Dolores and her two men under the same roof.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, I just wonder how it's going to be because they have to dress so conservatively, these Mormon women.
Yeah.
So, like, is any clothing going to be a thing? Like, I feel like half of these shows are about like glamour and being glamorous and like shopping and showing off your outfit. So I'm hoping they bring some looks,
Mormon
something.
Tabernacle chic. It's like the next, you're gonna see it in Gucci, you're gonna see it in Prada. Everybody's gonna be selling schmatas to cover your ankles. I mean, I don't,
long
like
hair with braids.
The thing is, we don't know if they're gonna be Mormon. I'm gonna guess, here's my intuition, I think that Bravo is going to set up like half of them are Mormon and half of them aren't. And then there's going to be all this conflict where like two of the, like, it's going to be like in Dallas, how Cameron is kind of like, I am like actually proper. And these women are not in the real society of Dallas. So it will be like kind of that, like some of them being like total train wrecks, like showing their cleavage. And then the other ones being like, oh my goodness, the Lord has my boobs.
Well, don't forget, Lala Kent from Vanderpump Rules is from Salt Lake City, Utah.
Oh, you're right.
So maybe are some. But her family was Mormon, like not her parents, but like I think her grandparents were Mormon.
Yeah, well,
so
that's definitely a brand of person. Like, the person who is excommunicated or who, like, leaves the Mormon church, like, they end up being, like, the Lalas of the world.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, if you live, like, in submission and then you're taught to rebel, you're going to be a Lala. Yeah. So it could be great. Yeah, if it's all these women who left the church, oh, that could be fun. And then there's also some drama that could be very we could be really into this. There, if you get married to a Mormon, you do it at a Mormon church, but non-Mormons aren't supposed to go. So this happens a lot in like the Mormon world. Like a lot of times, the parents of people who are marrying into the Mormon church, like, aren't able to go to their kids' weddings.
Whoa.
Like, that actually happens. But also, Shane Simpson is from Utah and like is Mormon. So.
Yeah.
That's where we're going?
Yeah, we don't need any of that.
Nothing against Mormons. Like, they really are. Well, I mean, a little bit against Mormons. They're against Prop 8 and anti-gay people.
Yeah.
So, like, good job, Bravo.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know where this is going. But, you know, Mormons are nice people. Like, that's kind of – my mom always used to say that. So. You know, like, nothing against this whole religion and group of people. But they have some outdated – just views as as the church. I mean, like, the no caffeine, the no, like, sex, the no anything. It's weird.
I mean, we'll see.
Yes.
But I'm excited. We don't know when it's coming
out
yet.
I feel like I've been so negative about this, but I'm very excited.
No, but I mean, I'm excited, but I also, have my doubts because it's like...
I guess why not, but... Yeah, just why not? I feel like we need to be moving more towards the diversity thing, though. And so we just don't see that happening with Salt Lake City, but...
No.
You never know. You never know.
Well, moving on to other things that happened in BravoCon, I think we first just have to talk about Tom Sandoval going in full drag.
Oh, my God.
Who asked him to do that?
Nobody. Like, I actually bet people ask him not to do it.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, but I have to. This is what the people want.
Right?
And, like,
right.
I didn't know I wanted it, but I do. I did want
I know. I was kind of attracted to him after because I love, like, his blind confidence.
Yes. It's, like, kind of amazing that he can actually look so good in drag and then also be, like, a very hyper-masculine. Not that masculine.
Like,
straightening his hair.
What?
Yeah, putting his...
He, like, is a brand ambassador for, like, guyliner and, like, a men's
that's
makeup
true.
Company.
So, actually, not. He doesn't do both. But that's great. Like, I love that they're really... hedging the lines of what gender could be. Like, yeah. Good for you, Tom. Like, you have the hottest girl on the show as mm-hmm. your girlfriend. So, yeah. Like, and she's bi, so she's, I don't know.
Down.
I don't know. It's just, it's cool. Like, I like that. He looked amazing. I was like, I could see him really being a drag queen and having a whole career in that. He's going to be on Drag Race next year.
Every season he has a new passion project.
Yeah.
I think last season he took up trumpeting again, being a trumpeteer. My God,
yes.
So this season, yeah, maybe he'll come. And he doesn't,
just because he has these passion projects doesn't mean he's good at any of them.
No.
But the fact that, yeah, that's the thing with drag, it's good for him because he doesn't have to have any of the skill that goes into it. Just somebody else puts him on. Just like gives that makeup.
But honestly, like, at this point, I feel like he's done drag so many times where he's actually doing his own hair and makeup. Like, he knows what he's doing. He needs no
he's
help.
He's probably the one doing all of their makeup and doing their touch-ups. I love it. God. He's... okay, wait. So he and Jax are better now? Like, did they address that at BravoCon? That's something I'm curious about.
No, they seemed like they were fine on stage together because obviously... It was actually interesting to see how many... of these shows had like all the cast members there where I'm like all I do is talk on this show about how all of you guys hate each other
exactly
and you all sit there.
I really was casually. Actually a little bit like I loved on the Watch What Happens Live they did the squash the beef but it was all very kind of like surface level beef like Ramona not taking pictures of people. It was so amazing,
so good.
But I do kind of like literally LVP was there. And Kyle and all
LVP
but she didn't
and
go to
Manzo the- they left before their the mm-hmm. respective old casts went up on stage. So,
yeah, exactly. And I kind of like, I feel like if you're gonna have BravoCon, like you need to have something that not just comments on the shows, but like contributes to them.
Yeah.
And that could have been like more of, like they could have had LVP and Kyle had like they could have, they should have had Dr. Drew come on, do a live reunion of like, Kyle, LVP, you're going to sit down and talk. Like, why wasn't that a panel? That's what I would have wanted to see.
I would have paid. That was, that would be
an add-on.
Because
I'm a messy bitch who loves drama. Yeah. I want to see that. I don't really need to just see, like, everybody being like, we've had such a cultural impact. Yeah. Like,
I got on the show because I was asked at
Exactly.
And I went to school with so-and-so.
Yeah.
But I did think it was interesting cool. because at the Watch What Happens Live, Andy was saying to the Beverly Hills cast and the New York cast that they're currently filming right now. And obviously, like, they're all going through, like, their current season drama. But I wonder if they're going to be breaking the fourth wall and talking about BravoCon mm-hmm. on the upcoming seasons.
They're kind of doing that right now with Atlanta and the Pride Parade.
Oh,
Cynthia's going. And she's like, okay, we're on the Bravo flow. And you see all of the other housewives.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, I guess that could be part of it, like, people talking about going to BravoCon. But I agree, like, I would love to see Tinsley, like, freaking out about the fact that, like, people booed her. Oh, my God.
So dark.
Yeah.
That was so dark. So
because you know she, like, left that room and had a panic attack. And we needed the cameras on that. Yeah. How, like, people literally, like, booed her when she was like, I'm back with Scott. And then literally it was, like, crickets and then boo. And then she was like, wait. Like, I feel like she actually
was shocked.
Yeah. She was like, no? You don't know? You don't like
it's
Scott?
Like, there's a room of 2,000 strangers who care more about you than the man you've been chasing for three fucking years.
And more about you than you care about you.
Yeah.
True.
Oh,
Tinsley,
that is so, that is so spot on.
You need to take a minute. Like, if you have a room full of people booing your bad relationship choices, that is a moment to reflect. So I hope that we do see that reflection maybe, but I have no idea.
I don't think Tinsley will be doing any reflection. Well, she also was wearing the same dress as Toya Bush from Married to Medicine, which was the cutest dress. But this brings us into another topic that I kept noticing, where I don't think Tinsley knew who Toya was. She had definitely no idea.
No, she had no idea.
And then there was another moment
that was
where
so awkward.
Oh, actually, Reza from Shaw's of Sunset made a comment about Dorit's outfit. And Dorit goes, or Andy goes, oh, Dorit, or did you know Reza's, like, on your team? And she's like, who? Pardon? And, and with that fucking accent.
Yeah.
And
pardon?
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 And then she was like, oh, he's like, oh, are you friends with Reza? She goes, well, now we are. But it was like another moment where I'm like, she's never, ever seen an episode of Shaw's of Sunset.
Which is her loss because Shaw's is so good. And I was so happy they were there.
Well, I was glad that they were there and that the Married to Medicine women are there because definitely the Married to Medicine people are like the redhead stepchild of Bravo, even though the show is so good.
Yeah.
But Shaw's is also definitely kind of on...
I mean, I guess they're coming back. That's the thing. I, like, didn't think it was. And now it kind of feels like so much time has passed that, like, I don't know how we're going to catch up with the Shaws. Like, fucking Gigi's pregnant? Like, what? With whose baby?
Well,
what?
Yeah, she had, like, she's doing, like, a...
She did it on her own?
Yeah, she did it on her own.
Oh, okay. I missed that. I missed that Bravo.
Yeah, I know. I'm, like, episode 15.
Yeah, no, sorry.
But, yeah, she's doing it on her own. Okay. And, I mean, that's interesting.
She and Portia do have so many overlaps in my... eyes. Oh, like I can see like them having a lot of parallels. I see them being similar and for the best. I fucking love them. I heard Portia was in a wheelchair.
Oh,
but she wasn't at the Watch What Happens Live.
No, well, I think it was Cynthia, Kenya, and Eva.
Yeah.
Well, no Nini and no Candy, but good news for Candy, her surrogate gave birth today to a baby named Blaze, a little girl.
Oh my god.
420.
Of course. Of course they went with Ace and Blaze. Like, oh.
Your little girl named Blaze? It just seems like a name.
No, I know people from Oregon named that. And I'm like, that's definitely, they're like, yeah, it was token up.
Yeah, my mom was so high when she gave birth to me.
It just came to me, Blaze. Like, because Blunt was taken.
Well, Nini was nowhere to be seen throughout all of BravoCon, which I thought was quite shocking because she's the golden child of Atlanta. But I think after her being on her little probation for episodes 1 and 2 of this most recent season, they probably were like, and you don't get to go to BravoCon either.
Oh my god.
Or she probably that's like fuck Cynthia and fuck Kenya. I'm not going.
She was like, oh, they're gonna be there. I feel like there were some people at BravoCon that like if I were a Nini, I'd be like, I don't know if that's for me. Like you're bringing Gina Keo?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's my place.
I know. I felt like so they did like
she it could either be from like she wasn't allowed or she just thinks she's too good for it, which she's not, of course. She's down there with Gina Gio and her new face.
Oh, that face.
Adrian Maloof.
Yeah, Adrian
Maloof. That was so that was honestly actually heartbreaking because you know that Gina Gio like got all of that face work done for BravoCon.
Definitely.
And it made me feel like I totally like have seen that happen where like a person in my life, I won't name them, like had a wedding where they're gonna see people and they have that big like panic attack and then get the like last minute Botox and it goes awry because they didn't actually do their research.
Yeah.
So that's definitely like she had that face and it was kind of sad. But
yeah,
she seemed happy. She was like Gina Keo's divorcing her shitty husband.
Oh, she said after 15 years of being separated, they finally are getting divorced. So, hey.
So, okay, good. She's moving.
Good for her. But after her taking Simon Barney's Simon side Barney's. After all of it, don't get me wrong, Tamara's trash and will always be trash and was
worse.
You know, still, like, you're friends with her. And to take Simon's side when he was, like, such a mansplaining asshole to her.
Yeah, no, that's disgusting. Gina is totally, you can tell Gina is, like, sexist. I could always, like, get that sense because I think she used to say, yeah, exactly. She used to say, like, not just, like, bitchy things, but I think she would actually be like, oh, you're just a silly woman. Like, she would say that kind of thing, like, oh, why don't you go look at some diamonds? Like, but, oh, my God, they did have better diamonds on that show back in the day.
Yeah. I mean, I think Bravo needs to do like.
That's what I'm hoping from. Better, Salt Lake City.
Yeah. They need to do like a better job weaning out people with actual money versus scammers.
I'm wondering if like that is the shift they're intentionally going down. Like this, honestly, I literally can do a dissertation on Bravo. I'm like, all right, what is this? Like, what is the scheme here? Are they going from aspirational to now like. Poor people trying to make it so we all feel like we're all like living the same life. Like, cause it's all sad. Like,
I don't want to see
a lot of it. Like, Dorit, we all know she's getting evicted like tomorrow.
Yeah. It's a matter of time before Lynn Curtin situation. Oh, Lynn Curtin 2.0 becomes Dorit.
Yeah. Just imagine her opening the door, like somebody giving her the notice. She would have no idea what the fuck is going
on. What is that?
Yeah, she's like, what? Are you selling Girl Scout?
Are you a Mormon?
Yeah. Oh, I heard they're starting a Salt Lake City.
Oh my God. Well, other things that happened at BravoCon. Kelly Dodd from The Real Housewives of OC flashed her massive engagement ring.
Yeah.
This past week she got engaged to.
That was very well timed.
Conveniently. Yeah,
as Vicky said. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. Hate to agree with Vicky, but.
So she got engaged to Fox News correspondent Rick Leventhal. He's based in NYC, and obviously Kelly is in OC with her daughter, who I think is going into high school next year. So, hey, I'm saying get Kelly on to New York because her and Ramona are BFFs, and Ramona introduced her to Rick.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I think that would work. Like, I actually think Kelly could be, like, the branch to, like, downtown New York, because we need more of that energy, and I think they're going for that in the new, like, because there's that new lady.
Leah McSweeney, the badass. Yeah. That's the whole thing. They were like, what's like being with Leah? And they're like, badass. Like, that's all they can ever say about one another. I'm like,
she's
so
badass.
Everyone hates her then.
She's
if she's just the
badass. I have nothing to, like, it's like when you just, like, don't know what a person is and you're just like, what are they? And someone says badass and you're like, we'll go with that. Badass. Yeah. She's badass. Like, hey, fucking hate the bitch. Badass.
Well, she has, like, some fashion line called Married to the Mob.
Yeah.
And
was she married to the mob? Like,
no.
Where did that come
she
from?
She never was married
I'm
to the mob.
Very, yeah, I think I looked her up and I found a lot, actually. She had this thing with, like, Michael Che back in the day.
Where, oh, yeah, like a racist thing.
Yeah, wait, she was, see. Like, harassing him on, like, Raya, that dating app. She, like, they found each other and then she was, like, saying all these things. Like, do you like white girls? Like,
yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, she was being weird and he basically just called her out. Yeah, there's an amazing, like,
a great Page Six article.
Page Six, yeah. It's hilarious.
So she said I met a comedian. I've dealt with a few comedians. They are the worst. I don't know why I entertain this, but I have to say, Michael Che is so arrogant and so rude and disrespectful that I cannot even believe that someone, you're like a D-list celebrity to me, whatever. That's why I don't even care, blah, blah, blah.
Like, are you even a celebrity?
Like, so why are you on dating apps if you hate women? You've never met me and you're texting me like I'm a stupid bitch, texting me being mad, rude. Then he kept texting me that I'm fat. He said to her, I'm fat. Does that turn you on?
Yeah, like, that's kind of funny.
And then she said, you're trying to fuck with me. I don't get it. You're just a dork. You're just a fucking dork wearing Air Force Ones at the end of the day. Like, because you're sitting here writing your jokes in a little card, trying to figure out what the fuck his Netflix, what the fuck your next Netflix special is actually funny. Arrogance is ignorance to me. You don't know me. You don't know nothing about me. You don't know we have mad friends in common. And,
mad.
Like, you're going to treat me like some stupid bitch. Like, fuck you. I just can't deal. Like, how did it escalate that quickly?
Yeah, I think it came from nowhere, first of all. Like, he literally said, I'm fat. And she's, like, triggered.
She's like, I'm not a stupid fucking bitch. Yeah. I can see what you look like. It's like,
don't you dare say the F word to me.
She's so tiny. So, she definitely has some problems. Like, that was what I found when I was like, who is this girl married to the mob and this bullshit where it's like she has no clout that she is trying to pretend she has. She's like associating herself with the mob, but isn't a part of
no.
it. Like, sorry, honey. There are some people here who really have connections. So
yeah.
You should just shut up.
Go to Jersey.
Keep
if
the
you
mob's
hang
name out your mouth. Yeah. Go talk to Teresa. See if you can even have a coherent conversation with her. Because real mob wives don't even know how to talk.
Yeah. They just use their fists to get their point across.
Exactly.
Well, she also had this interesting post on Instagram. So BravoCon's Watch What Happens Live was shot at the Hammerstein Ballroom. And she posted on Instagram that she had been arrested 10 years ago outside of the Hammerstein Ballroom. So she's like, full circle. But
oh,
the whole moment
God.
Was so weird. It was supposedly like she was like outside kissing this ex-boyfriend of hers. And then all of a sudden, like the cops like dragged him and then started like assaulting her. So then she sued the NYPD for $3 million, ended up making $75,000 off of it. But maybe like, that's what makes her a badass.
I guess so.
Police brutality. A victim of police brutality.
Yeah, like, I guess that's good for her because fuck the police, like, whatever. Like, yeah. I guess that's cool. I guess she, I feel like, yeah, she does think that kind of gives her some, like, street cred. The fact that, like, she did something against the police and now she thinks she's, like, a mob wife. Like, that is so ridiculous. She's like... Oh, God. She seems like a total just annoying person.
Who, yeah.
I don't know if I want to watch her. Like, at least Tinsley is, like, annoying in a somewhat, like, endearing way.
Yeah.
But this lady just seems like she's high on her own supply and seems, like, way too... I mean, Michael Che is a million times cooler than you'll ever be. He's a head writer of SNL.
She's like, you fat fuck.
Yeah, you fat... Fuck. You do, you, all you do is you're sitting in your car writing your little notes. It's like, no, he's probably in his penthouse, like dictating his notes to his assistant. It's way cooler, okay?
Well, Countess Luann from the Real Housewives of New York rejoiced at the Watch What Happens Live after Andy brought up the fact that her probation is over, and Tinsley just screams, and she's drinking again!
Yeah.
I'm like, girl, like, Tinsley. Do not throw your friend under the bus. Like, I think Lou's trying to, like, not...
I love that Tinsley's so waspy, though, that she just knows that, like she'd never learned that, like, alcoholics aren't supposed to drink. Like, because just everyone in her life is such an alcoholic. Yeah. She's just like, all right, you can drink again once the probation's up. Yeah. Like, that's what alcoholics do. That's why we're alcoholics.
Yeah.
Like, there is no recovery in her life. So, yeah, and neither in Lou's, nor in Lou's.
Yeah, no,
sorry.
Lou is definitely tearing it up. But
yeah. Oh, my God. This train wreck, is it ever going to end? Like, I thought.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Last year was the, like, when we hear about her running out into a field in her negligee, like, I need to know more about that.
I need to see that. Like, we don't need Leah McSweeney. We need an additional three cameramen following
Maybe
Luann
Leah
at all times.
Just put a GoPro on her head. Like, she can be our mole. Like, that's what we need. Like, we just want a housewife who can get us the inside scoop. Because that moment, I imagine her, like, wandering out with a bottle of Jack in her hand, just like with Uggs. I imagine her wearing Uggs.
Oh,
and
totally.
Then she's getting, oh my God, like in the fields, like all of these ticks are around. She's going to get Lyme disease.
Ooh, she's the
next
Yolanda.
That's going to be her next,
next storyline. Lou gets Lyme.
Oh my God. And she will totally, she'll love that. Eat that shit up.
She'll be like,
and she's dating her, her agent. Yeah.
Getting 10% of all of those Countess and Friends shows.
Oh my God. He's like really profiting a lot, huh? He's getting a lot out of this bang for his buck.
Oh my God. Well, she's saying she's working with Desmond Childs, who's like this big music producer, to create a new dance hit, which I love her dance music. So I support that. I co-signed this decision.
I am so, I'm ready for more hits. More hits, please.
More. Speaking of other hit makers, there was a really awkward moment during one of the panels that where Andy Cohen was talking with Kim Zolciak-Bierman from Don't Be Tardy and formerly Atlanta. And he said, so everybody wants to know, are you pregnant? She's like, no.
Yeah.
Do I look pregnant?
Oh,
he was like, no, the fans want to know. Oh my God, ultimate troll.
Oh my God, Andy was, I think in that moment, he actually had no idea what was like happening in front of his eyes because she did look pregnant, but she's had like 12 kids. So like, just go talk to the Mormons. They know all about that. So anyway, she's like, yeah, I look pretty good for having 6 kids or whatever, right? And everyone's like, no, why are you wearing a fucking bodycon? Like, just don't. Singing your shit song. I loved that moment, honestly. That was beautiful. When she comes out doing her lip syncing. Andy knew the words better than she did. Andy was like walking next to her singing, and she was like, yeah.
Those are the words.
Hurry up, baby, don't be late.
I mean, I have the Bravo Happy Hour playlist on Spotify that has all Bravo songs. And I will like throw that bitch on shuffle and go on the elliptical.
It's
and
a good workout song.
It's such a good workout. I used to listen to Giovanni. Like, so good. Oh, my God, so good.
While you're working out, I want to feel Giovanni. God, speaking of Giovanni, oh, my God. That, you know who the first person to wear Giovanni, wasn't it Jennifer Aiden from New Jersey?
And like, I forgot.
Or she at least, like, went to the store in one of the episodes. Like, yeah, oh, my God. And she is my favorite. I just wanted to bring her up just to be like, I love her. Everyone hates her. I know, but she is a comedian. What she says is true. She speaks the truth, people.
I mean, this past couple episodes where she's talking to her daughter, she's like, my daughter's been bullied. And then she's like, I'm going to see if my bullied daughter thinks I'm a bully. Yeah. And the girl is like, I'd be very, very upset if any of my friends took a video, posted it on social media, and made me feel bad. She's like,
She's like, but it's funny. Come on, little bitch. It's funny. What is wrong with you? You don't have a sense of humor? Go to your... She starts bullying her daughter. Look at you with those big ears. Get away. Yeah. Me and all the other kids are going shopping without you. She's definitely bullying her daughter.
I mean, most definitely. Yeah. I do like the older one who had some good... Oh, wait, actually...
That was the bullied one. But okay. Her kids are like cute and like normal. It's kind of like how Teresa's kids used to be cute and normal. And then look at them now. Not so much.
Now they're just like damaged young adults.
I know. It's so sad. It's so like they're sad. So beautiful, but so damaged. And they're in Italy God. And they're not. And oh my God, Joe. Joe posted this Instagram the other day. Everybody has to go look at this. He's posting
like a lot of content.
I'm like, wow, you really missed this when you were in the clink, huh? He's like, can't wait to get out so I can get on the gram. So he gets back on and he's like, oh, in my cousin's wine cave. He's just posting this picture and he's just like sitting there awkwardly, like, by himself. I'm like, what is your life? Like, get this away
from... Well, now he's, like, having the best life. Yeah. He's, just, like, living in Italy.
Living his best life in Italy. But, oh, my God. Last week, they were playing that season when they go to Italy the first time as the group on the cast trip. And they take a cruise. Good. Oh, my God. They go to that town. And so I got to, like, get to see a little tour of, like, what Joe is living in right now. Because they, like, walk through the streets. I forgot the name of it. Yeah, Salerno, you need to watch it.
Something.
I have no idea. Like, Buca di Beppo.
Yeah. Bertucci's, I think.
Bappiano. Yeah. Olive Garden.
Yeah. Caroline Manzo is the Olive Garden of Italian cooking.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I was happy she came back.
I was, too.
I would love her to be on TV again. I don't know why. Well, how do you feel? Apparently people hate her, but
I like her. I've always liked Caroline. I thought she was a good voice of reason. And it was weird to watch, like, the beef between Caroline and Teresa because it all stemmed, like, in the beginning two seasons, it was, like, Caroline, Jacqueline, They were
like the crew.
Like the crew with
them
Teresa.
Against Danielle. Yeah.
Yeah. And then like season three comes on and then that's when Joe and Melissa come on and Kathy. So then at that point, Teresa is like fighting with her family pretty hardcore. And then Caroline and co are like, oh, we've been told to hate Melissa, but she's actually really nice. And Kathy's really nice too. So what's the problem?
Yeah.
And then the moment that Teresa started seeing Caroline and Jacqueline see that, like the good in her family.
She turned. Oh gosh, she's all red.
Yeah. And then she's like, well, these are my family and we don't like you now. Yeah. And it's like, well, no, it's, Joe and Melissa were
Teresa
like,
Teresa is
that.
Actually, I love Jersey right now. Like it's actually, I think my favorite on, I don't really know why. I think it's like, I just love it.
I think it's
anyway,
my favorite one right now, too.
It's just, like, fun to watch right now. But Teresa's a little bit difficult to watch. Not just because of what she's going through, but just the way that she can't formulate a sentence and the way she can't, like, actively make good decisions. You're watching her go defend that prostitution whore married 19 times.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God. In BravoCon, when she flipped that table walking.
Oh, my God.
It was, like, adorable. Yeah. It was, like, I could just tell she had no idea what was going on. They're like, Teresa, flip the table. She's like, okay. She just does it. But it was amazing. Yeah. I was like, she just reminds me of, like, a little – like dog you can teach tricks to or something. I'm sorry, I'm so mean to her.
No, but she is. I mean, she's so like dumb. Very easily manipulated, yeah. Which is why Danielle Staub has her in her
why
pocket,
she got into this
so
whole
strange.
Problem and poor No-No has been dragged into it. A poor old man. He deserves so much better. Why wasn't he at BravoCon?
Right? we need to get like a No-No, like a grandparents
yes.
and parent segment where
yes.
it's like No-No, Marge Sr.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Marge
Sr.
seems like she's
language.
Really whooping it up lately.
Yeah,
like,
I'm very
I'm gonna party with
it. I cannot put a finger on like what Margaret's life was like because I'm just confused. Like, okay, she was like raised by her grandparents, but then she got married at like age 24. So where like to an older guy. So I just want to know more about Marge. Like that needs to come in this new season.
Yeah. I think they're kind of teeing it up to talk
yeah.
about that a little bit more.
Because she did cry for, like, the very first time. She was like, my mom is gone.
Yeah, but then you see, like, her mom, like, wanted to party. And she was like, Mom, I only know I can guarantee – like, I know I only will be able to guarantee that you'll be around if it's a party.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, her mom was probably, like, out
yeah.
partying and
I
drinking.
I strive to
and,
be
like,
Marge Sr. Oh, my God.
Same.
That's, like how to live a life. I literally, if somebody said, Angelica, I only know you'll be there if there's a party, I'm like – wow, I've made it. Like, because I feel like my life is the opposite. I'm like, Angelica's always there. I'm always there to pick people up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sick of being a good friend.
Same. I need to be a worse friend. I need to be.
That's my goal for 2020. Yeah. Be shittier to my friends.
Yeah. Be more.
But have more fun.
Yeah. More fun, less friends.
Yeah.
But I love her just like taking a bookkeeping job in the city. Like,
I know. It's
goals.
Beautiful. I'm like, you can go live your dreams at age 80 plus. Yeah. Just get yourself a new face and it's all set up. Like from there, you're golden.
New face, new neck.
New face, new life. Who dis? I love it. Yeah. BravoCon was honestly so fun. I wish it was every weekend because
I
loved that episode. Are they going to do more? Oh, Andy said he wants to do the All-Stars. He said that at one of the panels and like it's going to happen someday. But like when?
Yeah. Like, come on. Let's get into production.
Yeah, like, because that basically was an All-Stars thing, except for their definition. They had an actual, Kim Richards.
Oh,
was,
I was literally just, when you said, like,
she,
but yeah. All-Stars, I'm like,
she was considered their one of their All-Stars, and oh my God, Kim made me sad to see. Did you see it?
It was really
when
hard.
He was like, oh, Kim, don't you have something to say to Lisa Rinna? And she, like, gets up, walks over to the front of the stage, and then Lisa doesn't go up to her.
Lisa's like, I'm gonna sit right here.
I'm gonna sit the fuck right here.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, they also said that Lisa Rinna's daughter, Amelia, is dating the brother of Kim's son-in-law.
Yeah.
So
Kim's daughter's husband. So apparently there's some rich ass man going around. Like all the housewives' daughters are trying to get with this family. Like, does he have another son? Because I think
there's five. I think she said there's five brothers. So the two of us can get knocked up.
We could be sisters.
Oh
my
God.
And how beautiful. We'd have like easy access to Lisa Rinna. She'd be happy to come on this podcast.
I mean, maybe we would be able to get invited to the Hilton family Christmas party.
Oh, or the Kardashians.
Oh,
because
yeah.
now the Hiltons go to the Kardashians.
Oh, true.
Oh my God. Which has gone so far to Kyle's head. Kyle has become a monster. I feel like not enough people are calling this out.
Well, I have so many people come on this show and say they love her, and I say back that she's trash.
Yeah, she is actually not worth anything on this show. She needs to go. She ruined the show single-handedly. Like, I saw an interview from BravoCon, I forget when, and she was like, we're all, like, dynamic. She was talking about the new people. She keeps saying this, dynamic women. I'm like, what does that mean? Like, I feel like her idea of a good show is like just having like cool people. But I'm like, no, Kyle, we need drama. We need you all fighting. We need LVP doing her amazing manipulation.
Yeah, like, playing chess.
Yeah.
Well, I think like what they're trying to do with Garcelle and Sutton, the two newbies on Beverly Hills, it's like putting a band-aid over a bullet wound. Like, you need to, it's like systematic change needs to happen. Like, Kyle needs out. And then
elect Bernie Sanders to revamp these housewives. We need a radical change.
Yes. This is my platform for president 2020.
Yeah. The housewives are going down a bad path, people. And it's just, Garcelle's not going to fix it. She is going to fix it.
No, I think
she wasn't there.
She wasn't there, which is weird because I feel like that could have been like a good entree into like seeing a little bit who she is. Because I don't know anything other than
like, oh my God, I would love Oh, imagine if they. I like. Why wasn't there a fight? Ah, BravoCon. Like, come on. Couldn't Andy have orchestrated that?
Well, I think the only real fight was during the Squash the Beef thing where Ramona Singer from New York and Gisele Bryan from Potomac refused to squash the beef over the photo in the Hamptons where...
And good for Gisele because...
Good, yeah. Yes. Don't cower down to Ramona. She's not an asshole. Accept that.
She was literally just like, until next time.
I mean, Ramona had no issue apologizing to Vicky Gunvalson and to Dolores for the... Basically the exact same thing, but yeah, with a black woman on a lesser show, she's like, I don't even know who the fuck you are, so sit down, I'm not apologizing.
That was incredibly awkward.
She was like, you're wrong, I'm like, oh my God,
why didn't you act like this with the other ones?
No, it was just, it was aggressive, it was really aggressive, and obviously we all know Ramona is... You know, not, questionable with her.
She's definitely not the wokest.
Yeah,
not the wokest.
She's asleep, asleep.
Yeah, remember she fell asleep in that one?
Yeah.
No, she is sleeping at the wheel of life, literally. What is she doing on the show? I mean, do we like Ramona on the show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I also did like seeing her on Jersey.
You know what I really
in?
Love is Dorinda. Dorinda recently this week posted this the funniest Instagram of her, just a selfie, mirror selfie, standing in the phone, obviously like on so many drugs. Like ketamine was definitely involved. Yeah. She's just staring at herself, like, and singing the song in the background. There was nothing to this video. I loved it. Oh, Dorinda's my favorite for sure. But speaking of races, she did mistake a black man for the staff just because arbitrarily. So that's, I mean, I just want, I want more diversity, like desperately.
Yeah. I mean, I think, like, for them to put the first black woman onto Beverly Hills is definitely a step in the in a direction. I don't know if it's the right direction because we also had Joyce on Beverly Hills.
And that got real racist, and that got real fast.
Brandy being like, you can't swim. And she's like, bitch, I'm not black. Like, even if, like, you're implying that I'm not white, so I don't swim.
Oh, my God.
That
was that is a no-no. And then Brandy pulled up, my best friend is black.
Oh, of course. Duh, of course.
She would do that.
Oh God. Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, Brandy wasn't there. She's been tweeting that she's like been filmed for the show. Then she confirmed the other day on Twitter that she is not coming back as a full time castmate. It's like, yeah. Again, you need to be asked.
Yeah.
To be full time.
Yeah. Exactly.
You can it's show like, up at I'm people's parties and be filmed and sign a release, but you know,
she's not getting much from this.
No, I don't think so.
I don't know what she's doing. Like, how does she have money? How?
She has a podcast, and I just got my show on the same, like, advertising network thing to, like, see if you can get ads. And 25,000 people listen to her show, like, an episode. So that's a lot. But like,
so you know that.
Yeah.
Ooh, is this public information?
I think so. It's incredibly juicy. I've been, like, going through, like, back to back, like, through, like, pages and pages and pages.
Yeah. I wonder how Brandy and Stephanie's podcast is doing.
Theirs isn't on there. Oh, I'm a psychopath.
They're getting nothing.
They're getting nada. But, I mean, that's, like, nothing in comparison to, like, I mean, big shows. Like,
right, yeah.
I mean, granted, it's fucking Brandy Glanville. Like, what is she bringing every week that, like, people are like, oh, I've got to tune in.
Oh, Stassi got a web series out of her podcast.
Basically, Stassi, so that's a new web series on Bravo's website. And I watched the first episode and it was really cute. She did a great job.
I need to watch. What happens in it?
So she had like one segment with Jackie Schimmel from The Bitch Bible and they just like talk about basic shit. Blah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how much she can stretch out of this one thesis that basic, being basic is okay. She wrote a book out of it. Yeah. She now has a web series. It's like, okay, yeah, we get it. You like your pumpkin spice lattes. Like, no one's actually trying to like stop you from drinking them. Like,
no one ever made a deal about it.
Yeah. She's kind of like doing this, like, I'm here to prove that basic is the best. Basic is okay. It's okay to be basic. It's like, well, that's why it's basic, because everybody does it. Like, it's really just not a problem. You're like kind of making an issue. But honestly, that's probably smart of her, because make something your brand and like, there you go.
But
look at her.
Basic as your brand is just
But it's like
she's like also not basic. She's kind of like I don't ever like I would have never called her basic if she wasn't calling herself basic. And I'm like, oh,
it reminds me of like the people who are talking about the war on Christmas. Christmas. And like to her, she's like the war on basic. Yeah. Like that's her thing. She's like, I am here to prove the war on basic. It, like we're going to win. The basics are going to win. It's like, there's no war. You guys already have like everything you want. Like consumer capitalism is built upon people like you. So yeah, you're going to be okay. But no, I mean, like, yeah, she's making a name for herself, like, yeah, not just being a reality star like the rest of them.
And I think this is kind of like her
foray.
Yeah, foray into a spinoff with Beau. Yeah, because yeah, I think that's the next step.
Like, she is scheming, and it's very, yeah, I like how she's just kind of like not even being subtle about that.
I mean, I think.
Because I think, aren't the witches of WeHo kind of broken up or something?
Yeah, I think it's just like one witch and it's Kristen now.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they definitely don't hang with Kristen anymore, which I don't blame them, but I wonder what the real catalyst was to end the entire relationship.
Mm.
I guess we'll find out in January.
With it's so funny to even think that there would need to be one.
Yeah, I know. Like, I mean,
so much has happened. Like, what else? What could there be?
Well, Kristen was supposedly...
Did she murder someone?
I honestly would not put it past her.
Yeah.
She was supposedly spotted kissing Carl from Summer House at BravoCon.
Oh my God, Carl. Like, don't go there.
Don't go there. Well, I saw him on the street
so much better
a couple
than
weeks
that.
Ago.
Ooh, how is he looking?
He's tall, dark, and handsome.
Yep.
However, he just needs water. You know when someone like looks like they haven't had a sip of water in 6 months? I'm like, dude, you're
and it's
drinking
all
too much. Yeah, you're drinking a lot. You need to just drink water. I wonder if he has a job. I know he was always struggling with that.
Yeah. I don't really watch Summer House because it's like so too close to home.
I know.
Like, well, I live in New York. I see these people, like literally see them. I don't know. It's my age. Hannah Berner like is now a comedian and
jerk off hand
I'm
motion.
Like, whatever. She has like this, she has a podcast. Feel the burn.
Feel the burn.
It's like, you're not Bernie Sanders.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
You guys don't have a similar message.
Yeah. How is she like literally using his platform though as a podcast? I'm like curious about
I'm
that.
Surprised
Can
Bernie
she get that
hasn't
shit shut down.
I'm surprised Bernie didn't start a podcast.
Because she's for sure
like
not
that.
Voting for him. She is for sure a Kamala Harris stan. Oh. I'm just going to tell. No, I'm just kidding. I have no idea.
Well, the Summer House trailer did come out this week and it seems pretty good.
Does it?
Some new cast members.
Were they there last summer and then it comes out in the winter? So this is all.
Yeah.
Because
so
it's
it
interesting because
like
it's so limited. They can only film like a one. But I actually love the seasonal. Like, I like that on Bravo Housewives, like, you can expect a season from them. Mm-hmm. I love that New York always has Christmas, Halloween, we're in the Berkshires. Yes. Mm-hmm. Like, I want more of the shows to be more, like, set in the seasons. Like, because something about that makes it, like, fun because I always hate being in the season I'm in because I'm, like, a perpetual, like, pessimist who hates life. So I want to see the other seasons while I'm in a season, like, if that makes sense.
I want to see, like, the Vanderpump Rules kids go through the holidays. Like, I want to see them do Christmas, Halloween, Thanksgiving,
they're never filming.
Friendsgiving.
Yeah, their show comes out in the holidays, but they're never filming then. So, yes, good call. We need that.
That could be like a spinoff, like Vanderpump holidays.
Yeah, they could at least do like a special. Give us a damn special.
A Christmas special? That'd be so nice.
We know we're going to get some. Is there a new Pitch Perfect movie coming out soon? Like, remember last year they had the Pitch Perfect? They're all singing.
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, Roni will probably have some good SponCon, which if you guys are listening and fans of Real Housewives of New York, go on to Vox and read an article that Angelica wrote all about SponCon. You were like, what the fuck
is
she talking
about?
I had
no idea where you were going. I was like, what's going on with Vox and Roni? Yeah, I wrote about that one terrible failed attempt to like have SponCon in an episode, and so like it was an interesting article to write because I did learn about how like, you know, there are no laws against like advertising in a show when there really should be, because reality is like a very murky, it's really fascinating, honestly. I'm really interested in like branded promotional shit.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's just everywhere. It's everywhere, man.
Yeah.
Remember when Dana said, did you know 25,000? That was an ad. That was an ad.
Really? No, I was like, wait. I was like, Dana's getting, like, branded content spots in.
How funny would it be? Yeah, she never said the brand, but if she had, she might have gotten a cut of that $25,000. She's stupid.
I mean, I think there's definitely some, because I remember, like, a couple seasons ago on OC, like, what's her name? Vicky kept talking about like Aldi, which I think is a grocery store. She kept being like, oh, Aldi, we're going to Aldi to get the groceries. Chicken at the inexpensive. I'm like, what the fuck is Aldi?
They and then have everything there. We're also getting toilet paper because they have that too there. We're so close to seeing what Vicky just like becoming like a one of those infomercial, like what Rinna used to be, but not as a celebrity. QVC. Like she'll be one of those, but like not the celebrity guest showing their collection. She'll be the one asking Rinna questions.
Well, I think she'll probably retire soon. If I were Vicky, I would have never retired from Kodo. Have fun.
Kill Don, get all of his life insurance because she has his claim out. Live out your dreams, Vicky, and marital bliss because she's marrying Steve Lodge.
Oh, God. Yeah, I wonder when that wedding's going to be. That has not...
I don't want to watch that one. A
date has not been set yet.
When you think about... Like, everybody knows, apparently, that weddings are the highest rating. So people, do purposefully get married so they can, be on the show and have it filmed and get some money for it or something. So... But, when you think about how weddings have the highest ratings, nobody wants to see Vicky's, fourth marriage in her 70s to this asshole. Yeah. Who she does nothing in her... Oh, God. Just nobody wants to see that.
No.
I don't.
I mean, I don't really want to see... Cynthia Bailey get married again? Because we've seen one big wedding production that museum.
Her wedding dress is actually my dream wedding dress. And people
think
it's
hideous.
The one
that she bought already?
The one that she wore to her marriage with Peter. Oh my God. Also, I actually really want to rewatch that because I think I didn't watch that season, but they talked about that whole thing.
That is your dream wedding dress?
Yeah, and it looks like a trash bag, I know. But it's not the color that I like. It's that, if you look, it's like a slate gray, but I love the cut. I love her.
Yeah, it's a great cut.
Yeah, and her, she has this turtleneck, beautiful couture. It looks couture, baby.
Couture.
So she's gorgeous. I would watch her get married because I would watch her do anything, with that gorgeous face.
Yeah, she's looking so beautiful.
She's so funny to me. Oh my God, her and Noelle being this storyline. That was the most staged conversation. So honey, are you dating? I'm into girls and boys.
You're fluid. Oh, yeah. You're fluid. I'm like, okay.
I love that it happened because it is cool that Noelle's obviously the coolest kid of anyone.
Oh, maybe, absolutely.
I mean, her and Kelly's daughter are tied.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Melania, of course.
Well, duh, yeah, she's OG. A rapper.
Fucking rapper. Yeah, but anyway, I like that was on there, but oh, God, the way that it was done. Cynthia's not great at, why does Andy like her so much? Andy loves
her. Andy loves her. Andy loves beautiful women.
Yeah.
And he loves a model in a jumpsuit with a beautiful hairdo.
Yeah.
And he also
she
loves Diana Ross.
Her wig game, nobody compares and nobody ever will. So I think he likes her for that, honestly.
Yeah.
Which, is fair.
Hey, it's a reason enough to like someone.
Yeah. That's why I like anyone.
I only like
why anyone likes
looks.
Me because I'm freaking gorgeous. Yeah. I get by on that law, the model law.
Pretty person's disease is so real for us.
What it's actually like being pretty.
Well, to end the show, we have to talk about something that really got the internet talking, which was Frederick Eklund from Million Dollar Listing New York planting multiple tongue kisses on Andy Cohen.
Yeah. Blech. Andy said he liked it, and I could tell he did.
Yeah. I mean, Andy's hot. Frederick's hot. I say,
yeah,
even though Frederick's
married. But. I don't know if Frederick's hot, but he's tall. So
yeah, there's that. Well, he was a porn star before his real estate career. So Andy Cohen has watched Frederick's porn.
Yeah, he's watched it and done more to it.
I mean, most likely. Well, Andy always has interesting relationships with the gay men on Bravo. Mm-hmm. Him and Jeff Lewis always had that fighting kind of.
Yeah.
Weird banter with one another. And
Andy led Jeff on after Jeff had abused everyone in the production. So obviously there's something there.
And I think it kind of goes both ways because I was listening to an interview and Andy and Jeff were talking, and Jeff made a comment. They were both like airing their grievances with one another, which like, what are you two men doing this for?
Yeah,
well, I guess it's, again, here, good content.
Yeah.
But Jeff was saying that Andy was saying shit about Gage being really hot and how he wants to go out with him, like after the fact of the two of them breaking up. Uh-huh. And so Jeff started getting like really jealous and upset. He's like, it was funny when we were together, but like, you can't speak about my ex like that now that we're not together. Like, plot twist.
Whoa. What if Andy and Gage get together? Oh my God.
Monroe and Ben would be siblings. Which would love that.
That would be adorable, actually. I mean, that's kind of like a good direction. Where is Andy going with this? Like, he has this kid. Like, Andy is like settling down, I think. So,
yeah.
I think he wants to get married. So,
I know. I wonder if he's like dating anybody seriously.
Like, I would like literally love to see Andy get with one of the gay men from his shows, like Reza. Like,
oh!
I would hate that.
I would hate that if they were together. Ugh.
I just feel like it would be really funny because it's like, you cast this monster and now you must live with him.
Now you love this monster.
Yeah. Like, making and you obviously just Andy probably has the worst taste in people.
He probably is into like 19-year-old twins.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Yeah.
Word on the street.
Well, on that note, Angelica, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
We're about to do our Dorit accent.
Yeah, like a literal Dorit. I was like swallowing my tongue. Can't talk. I'm Teresa. Oh.
Oh, snap.
I could just talk for hours about how weird it is to watch Teresa. So come check out my podcast. Teresa Giudice is so weird. No, I'm just kidding.
On Apple Podcasts, on Spotify.
Find it anywhere you listen to podcasts. What is wrong with Teresa Giudice? I swear there should be. I think there's going to be a Dr. John thing about how she got a lobotomy or something. There is something wrong with her. But yeah. No, it's pain meds.
I think it's also stunted, like arrested development.
Yeah. Ooh.
Oh, definitely sedatives. All right. Well, where can people find you, follow you? And are you doing Deck the Pods?
No.
Oh, all right.
I'm so sorry.
Never mind.
Don't even worry about it. But I just follow me on Twitter, Angelica Flory O. The last O is a zero. So, but I am not a zero. I'm a 10.
Yes. You should make that your bio.
Not a zero, a 10.
All right. Thanks.
Decidedly a 10. Anyway, yes. Thank you.
Decidedly a 10. All right. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to Bravo Happy Hour. If you're loving the show, head to Apple Podcasts to leave a quick review and a 5-star rating. And while you're at it, head to Instagram and follow @BravoHappyHour to talk with fellow listeners on the episode's discussion posts. Also, feel free to shoot me an email at BravoHappyHourPod@gmail.com with any super juicy gossip or just to say hi. Be sure to tune in every Monday and Thursday for more of your favorite Bravo-related news.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.